Hello, everybody. Welcome to an amazing about-to-be class. I'm so glad you're practicing with us. A couple of cool things focus on in this class are, you know, sometimes there's rules made up about body movement that have some basis, but really oversimplify things. So that comes up a few times in some of these postures, including triangle pose and the leg alignment. So, you know, we're here always trying to learn and incorporate deeper understanding of things. So if you're up for that, you're going to love this. then secondly, it's interesting what's going out there in the world or has gone on recently with respect to trauma and yoga. And I'm in a bit of disagreement with some of the mainstream ideas of this because, you know, in Bikram yoga, we do things which can induce a little bit of challenge or stress in the body. And it's often said that if someone has had some trauma, and now trauma can be so many things, and basically everybody's had some, and I know it varies from person to person, it's not to minimize anybody's, but one of the things we do if we avoid certain movements because they, you know, maybe cause us a little stress or to revisit some of that challenge to our system, we can end up holding on to it. And so I'm not advocating for anything shocking or extreme, or I don't advocate anyone ever touching anybody in a yoga class. That's not how it's supposed to be done. So that's taken care of in Bikram because we just speak and you do what you can do. But also the idea, for example, that one should not backbend if they've been through a traumatic situation. I deeply disagree with that. And this comes up in class. I'll talk a little bit about why when we're in camel posture. But learning how to breathe well in backbending is one of the most important ways we can actually work through release and change trauma that's lodged in the body. It does get stuck in the tissues into something different and healed. So I know I'm in disagreement with others with respect to that. But I think also if you try it and you're open to it and you see for yourself what happens, many of us who practice this yoga have healed great trauma or multiple significant traumas with this practice. So I definitely, I know that it works. So just be as gentle as you need to. All right. I hope you have a wonderful 90 minutes. And if you have a chance to, if you can remember to join us somehow, there's a couple of different great options. One is on our Patreon community page at patreon.com, patreon.com/Bikram Yoga. There's ways you can be connected with us with as little as $5 a month. It really helps us maintain and expand our recorded classes for you and also keep this yoga alive in Michigan. patreon.com/Bikram Yoga. And if you're interested in taking live stream classes with us, we have them just about every day of the week. You can join us via different types of live stream memberships if you're far away at byca.yoga, www.byca.yoga. That stands for Bikram Yoga Capital Area. We would love to have you. Have a wonderful practice. You can just be here. This goes for everybody all the time, whether you're coming back after a while or whether you've done a bazillion classes and you're just having a day where you just need to sit and listen and breathe. That's 100% welcome, invited, okay? You could do one set of everything, just move things. It's great. Okay, so pranayama, deep breathing, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Stand up nice and tall with the body weight to the heels, the legs squeeze in towards each other a bit. Please interlace your fingers. Knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise, so they're together like glue. You can swallow a couple of times. Focus one point in the mirror and start, please. Inhale, breathing. Slowly the elbows lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Mouth open. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together. Thumbs cross. And at the end, elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Slowly the head down. Elbows slowly separate and lift up towards the ceiling as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, mouth open wide, push the chin slowly back. You can let the shoulders relax, please, completely. Elbows forward and then together. Inhale, one, two, nice and steady, three, four, suck in your stomach, five, six. Exhale, one, look up, two, three, look back, four, 5. Elbows come together. 6. Inhale again, head down. That's better overall pace, Emily, with the arm movement on the exhale. Now everyone look straight ahead in the mirror, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. Look way back. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, slowly the chin comes down. Elbows separate and lift up. Now breathe in more so the rib cage expands. Exhale, breathing, head up. Learning how to use the muscles of breathing, the structure of breathing, elbows come together. Inhale, 1, head down, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6, exhale, 1, look up, 2, 3, look back, 4, push your hips just a little bit forward, 6, again, please, inhale, breathing. Breathing is so many things. It is a muscular activity. It is a structural activity. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. It is partly a purposeful activity, elbows touch. Inhale, breathing, head down. It's partly something that's going to happen no matter what, but it's partly something you can control. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. So you can consider breathing a mental, right, attention activity, elbows touch. Inhale, 1, nice and slow, 2, 3, by the throat, 4, 5, 6, exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, 4, keep the chest up, 5, 6, a few more, inhale, breathing, head down. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts. Exhale, breathing, head up, same thing, removing the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the exhale, good, last 2, please, inhale, breathing, head down. So right away it starts to get purposeful with your attention, full lungs. Good, Emily. Exhale, breathing, push the head back, trying to create a smooth, steady, even flow of air. Last one. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now the arms up helps you lift and expand the rib cage and stretch the spine up. Good. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Hips a little forward, weight on the heels. Exhale as much as possible, elbows together. Wonderful. You can change. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Well, something you can start to realize is this breathing movement is always part of the spine decompression. Okay, when you inhale here, the ribs lift, okay, on any inhale, but the arms up helps this. Ribs lift. When the ribs lift, guess what? The spine comes up a little bit. All those little joints between the spine and rib cage are affected. Okay, so you have fun with that, daydream. Okay, you can swallow a couple of times. Begin again. Inhale. So breathe in as much as you can. Elbows up as much as you can. Exhale, head up, mouth open. Push the chin back. Slowly the hands come together. Cross your thumbs and elbows. Touch. Good. Inhale. 1, head down. 2, 3, halfway. 4, 5. 6. Exhale, 1. Look up, 2, 3. Look back, 4. Nice steady sound, 5, all the way till the end, 6. Again, please inhale by the throat. Look for the rib cage to expand more to the sides. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Outer glutes squeeze a little bit forward, keeping the weight on the heels. Nice, Erica. Inhale, head down. The spine can also affect the breathing, though. It goes both ways. Breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin slowly back. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips, and thighs contracted. Inhale, 1. Head down, 2. That's it. 3, 4. Breathe in more. 5. Now one more stomach in. 6. Exhale, 1. Mouth open wide, 2. 3. Look back, 4. Let the shoulders relax completely. Elbows together. Again, please inhale. Try to move the head down the same amount on each of the 6 counts, strengthening the neck. Exhale, push the chin slowly back. Same on the exhale, everything moving together. Hands, palms come together. Everything stops at the same time. Inhale again, head down. Synchronizing the movement of arms, head, and inhale all together. Exhale, push the chin back. That's it. Keep the chest up, everyone's stomach in. Exhale as much as possible. 2 more in the second set. Inhale, breathing, head down. Careful, Emily, with the tops of the shoulders. Just leave them there. No shrugging up. Okay, exhale. There you go. Push the chin back. That was correct. Push the head all the way back. Suck in your stomach. Exhale completely. Last one. Begin, please. Inhale. Try to lift the arms from underneath at the armpit, rib cage, tricep. Exhale, push the head back. Nice and steady. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Squeeze out as much air as possible. Okay, very good. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. Masks are optional for the postures. Do your best to breathe both directions by the nose. Okay, so just as the breathing affects the spine affects the breathing. So we start to move the spine, strengthen the spine. This helps you breathe. It's always going both directions. Half moon pose with hands to feet pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Go ahead with the warm up. Take a deep breath, stretch up, then right and left a few times on your own. When you come up through the center, squeeze the palms and reach up. Try to touch the ceiling. So you get a little stretch on both sides of the body, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the breathing nice and steady. Very good. And when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on the heel, so you can lean back a little bit. Outer glutes squeeze forward, stomach in. This gets the lower body in good alignment. Bring the arms back in, chin up, opening up the chest and rib cage, strengthening the upper back. Inhale, stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling slowly, upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Creating a stretch now all over the left side of the body from the inside out. And the most inner part we can think of really is the spine itself. Spinal cord inside the structure of the spine includes the discs and bones and all the joints, muscle layer, visceral layer, everything, bones to the skin. So that includes heart and lungs being stretched on the left side. It includes all the abdominal organs being stretched on the left side and compressed gently on the right. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder and chest just a little bit forward, opening up chest and rib cage. Nice deep breath in, squeeze the palms, reach over to the right side, exhale, come down and push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Maximum weight on the heels, stomach in, arms back, chin up. Inhale, go up a little taller and then bend to the left. Push your hips to the right. You can squeeze the palms and reach or pull the upper body over to the left side. Regardless of how much you drop down or how much you stretch, just try to communicate with your grip. Squeeze palms and reach so the hands go away from the top of the head, little bit by little bit. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels, and try to have your attention on every inhale and every exhale. And you just do as much as you can according to your understanding and the body part communication, which is going to improve. Come down a little more, keep both hips in one line. Left shoulder forward, looks good, Lenora. Now suck in your stomach when you come down more. Squeeze inner thighs together, reach over to the left and hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next, nice deep breath in. Eyes open, let the head drop all the way back as far as it goes. Look for something back on the wall eventually, then the floor. Now bring your arms over and back past your face. Try to touch the back while bending your entire spine. Lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. You can push the chin back a little, front of the throat and neck, totally relax. Then squeeze your hands, palms, and reach back, pushing your hands towards the back wall. Little more hips forward, everyone, stomach and thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Go back, way back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up. When you're up, take a deep breath. Stretch up first, stomach in. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. You can separate your hands, touch the floor, then move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left knee, right, then left. There's no prerequisite, there's no need for flexibility of the legs to get the upper body upside down. So even if you don't touch the floor yet, hands can be on the thighs and you just let the upper body be inverted. Grab the heels from behind, or you can start out with your hands in front of you on the floor, or you can walk your hands closer and closer to grabbing the heels. Anywhere in between hands on the floor or even hands on the thighs and hands on the heels, scooping them up. It is hands to feet pose. All of these things count and they give you the benefit. Pull on the heels once you have them to stretch your upper body down. Rolling forward, keep the body weight to the base of the toes. If there's any gap between the upper body and the legs, bend your knees up a little bit so you have pressure and contact between abdomen and thighs, chest and lower thighs or knees. When you exhale, push your face towards the legs. Bring your elbows towards the back while any amount that you can just even imagine. Pull on the heels, then slowly, gently push the knees back, creating a stretch all over backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you, interlace grip. Slowly, gently come back up. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Very nice. Arms down by your sides. Kelly, already the arms and neck are improving. Can you feel it? I know it's still hard, but I can tell they're getting better. Shoulders, everything, so good. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up, stomach in. Looks great. Inhale, stretch up and over to the right, push your hips to the left. There is a stretching element to yoga postures, but yoga postures are not stretching activities primarily, and yoga class is not even primarily a stretching class. It does happen, but so many things happen. I would put it in the 5 to 10% category of what happens is the stretch. We're trying to align things. So body weight to the heels, butt cheeks tucked under, stomach in. This is wonderful for the pelvis, all the muscles and joints at the hips and lower spine, keeping the stomach in also as part of this stability. So once you create that stability, then it's nice and strong at the lower body. Squeeze palms and reach. So you're lengthening the spine, opening up the chest and rib cage, improving neck and shoulders, stretching the neck nerves. Come down 5, suck in your stomach, 4, 3, squeeze palms, reach, 2, hold it there, 1, inhale, come up. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels, inhale, reach up and over to the left, push your hips to the right. Now, stretching is important. It's not that it's not a thing. It's just not the primary goal. A muscle stretch is just part of the comprehensive combination nature of a yoga posture. Push your hips to the right side. One thing that is important, very important to move and stretch, are the nerves that leave the spinal cord and go out to the extremity. So all this business about all the way to the fingertips, all the way to the toes, is in part because we want to take the nervous system, the structure, those soft tissues, and pull on them, flossing the nerves through all the other layers of tissue. Come down 5, 4, take a deep breath, 3, squeeze palms and reach, 2, come down and push, 1, excellent. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next, mouth closed, eyes open, nice deep breath in, let the head drop all the way back as far as it goes. Push the chin back, now push your upper body back, try to touch the back wall, squeeze palms and reach back, total spine backward bending. Nice, Emily. Everybody inhale up into the chest smoothly, then exhale, push your hips forward, push the stomach forward, thighs forward, learning to breathe better in the backward bend, reach back, go back, look back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, take your time, hands on the floor in front of you, bending the knees, suck in your stomach all the way down in a forward bend. Once you're touching the floor, if you need some more warming up, move your hips right, left, right, left. If you have to put your hands on the thighs to walk the upper body down to the floor, that's fine. Then hands down. Great, Kathy. Reach around, scoop up the heels. Pinky fingers touching side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. Now, if you have the hands on the floor in front of you or somewhere between hands on the floor and hands to the heels, all of these things work. If you can get your fingernails on the floor somehow, even if it's at the sides of the feet, tucking underneath outsides of the feet, you can push the fingernails down and roll forward to push the base of the toes down. This also goes for people grabbing the heels. Push the fingernails down, push the base of the toes down. This will help you create downward pressure with the spine stretching down, top of the head getting closer to the feet, and helps you use the muscles to stretch the spine down. Eyes open, exhale, breathing, touch your face on the legs, push fingers and toes down, push the knees back. One day legs will be locked. Change again, bring the hands back around in front. Good, interlace grip and come up. Arms and head together, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms gently down by your sides. Awkward pose, Utkatasana is next. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other, not turning in or out. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. I like the two color socks, Emily. That's a fun thing this morning. A nice deep breath and exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So stick your hips all the way out, back of the pelvis or butt. You just stick it out and then lower down. So you find how much can you bend ankles, knees, and hips in this particular orientation. Then open the knees a little bit wider so you have 6 inches all over between feet, knees and hands. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. That's great, Kelly. Shoulders down, reach forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Second part, go straight up onto the tiptoes as high as possible. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling. On your inhale, suck in your stomach, the whole spine stretches up, and now sit right down on the tippy toes. Thighs parallel to the floor. Good, Erica. Push the big toes down, heels up. Nice, Lenora. Push the big toes down, knees up. Stretch your whole spine up, chest up, stomach in, upper body leaning against an imaginary wall. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for a moment. Keep your arms there. Come up just a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, breathing, stomach in. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slow motion, sit down. First effort is knees together. Once you get the knees together, then you just slowly sit down as much as you can. Whether you sit down 3 inches or all the way down just above the heels, you get the same benefit for you at your limit where it is right now. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward, arms parallel to the thighs. One day, thighs parallel to the floor. Stomach in, take a deep breath slowly, come back up leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way up, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. It's a powerful exercise in respecting where things are right now with you, because you have this temptation to look at someone and say, why can't I do that? Well, you're not them, and you haven't done everything they've ever done, including have their structure and genetics and every thought they've ever had since they were thinking. So that is tempting, right? It happens, but then you just say, okay, this is right now what I'm doing. It's exactly as it should be right now. Second set, right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Inhale, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. If you had lived, you know, pick a random time and place on the earth and used your body that way, your postures would be different than they are right now. It's just as it should be right now, according to everything that's happened. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, and you start from that place. That's the starting point. You start with what you have, and then you realize what else you can have. Lean back, reach back, and forward at the same time. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Deep breath in. Go straight up on the tiptoes, super high tiptoes. All right, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling on the inhale, stomach in, and then sit down on the super high tippy toes. 10 counts, heels up, 9. 8, higher heels, 7, higher than you think, 6. 5, take a deep breath, 4, that's right, Kelly, with heels up, 3, upper body back, 1 inch, 2, stomach in, chest up, 1, excellent, inhale, breathing, come up, feet flat for just a moment, third part, come up a little bit on the toes, squeeze your knees together, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, slow motion, sit down, keeping the knees together, and everything that either we've done or has happened or how we just came to the planet, that's in the past, right? It is now what we have to work with, that we're working with. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward, arms locked, energized. A lock is always an energized, yes, Emily, thank you. Her triceps just went like that. Okay, keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come back up, leaning against an imaginary wall. Okay, very good, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Eagle pose, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. On the exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Bend your knees, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels. That's right, Kelly, that's exactly the correct grip. Upper body back, couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. At first, you just cross the thighs, or at first, you even start on 2 feet, sit down. Once you get the thighs crossed, sit down a little more and point the foot down and around. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Lift your chest up at the same time, upper body back at the end. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Left arm, swing it underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the chair, weight on the heels. Upper body back a little bit, and now left leg, please lift up as high as you can. I don't know how high it will be, and You don't know how high it will be, or anything in the posture. You just try the thing in the moment. You may have a memory of it. There's nothing wrong with that. But just focus on the actions, the effort, the breathing, and the stillness. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Upper body, little bit back, weight slightly to the heel. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. You may interlace the fingers if that helps you get the palms together, if you're at that stage. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down low. So when you interlace the fingers, the wrists will probably be bending. That's fine. Right leg over the left. Keeping the interlaced grip. I know you're crossing and twisting the legs while doing all of this, but you try to push the hands underneath the nose and the wrists straighten some amount. This will increase the pressure at the arms, which ultimately will increase the fluid pressure and then improve the circulation of lymph all the way out to the fingertips. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. So you are putting pressure, your own body part to your own body part. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down low. And this posture especially, there's large amounts of surface area getting pressure, left leg over the right leg. And the surface, right, when you press on the surface, that pressure goes all the way down deeply to the bone level. So whether or not the foot is wrapped, whether or not you sit very much, twist, squeeze. You can try to sit down a little more with weight slightly to the heel. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Excellent. Little water break if you need it. Lenora, do you know how many classes you've ever done? You've done like 15 years? 12 years? Do you happen to know your class number? I'm not expecting you to. Okay, so you could kind of guess, you could count, yeah. Okay, we could come up with a good estimate. I was bringing, yeah. Cool, fun. Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. Exciting. I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up in a second. All right, standing head to knee pose, feet together. All good. Right leg lift up. No, we're not holding to any standard because of the number. Don't worry. Right leg lift up. Go ahead, grab the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. You round the spine some amount. Bring the leg up some amount. And then you just stay there on one leg. Concentrate deeply on the left leg. Push the knee back. The lock is an energization of the whole leg. Yes, the knee is straight, but I want thigh muscles contracted, the body weight deeply or evenly distributed across the foot. Inhale, breathing right leg, lift up slowly and very gently until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, not too high, not too low. That's it, Yatidi. Chest can lift up just a little bit. There you go, shoulders relax. Now kick the heel forward, flexing the foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. That's a good nerve stretch, Kathy. Turn the toes any amount back. Press the heel away from the hip. Good. Change again. Straighten the arms. Bend the knee and feet together. Arms down. Left leg lift up. Thigh parallel to the floor. You can flex the foot up at the ankle already. Then go ahead. Grab the left foot in front of you. Reaching for the foot counts as grabbing the foot because you're going in the direction of the instruction. You get all the benefit. Keep the stomach in. Standing leg locked, solid, unbroken. Inhale, breathing left leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Relax the shoulders and chest. Relax your face. Stomach in, right leg locked. Eventually, left leg locked. Kick the heel forward, turning the toes up or back and flexing the foot at the ankle. Once you can get both legs locked, elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. All right, change again. Doing great, Kelly. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Let's do second set. Pick up the right foot in front of you. I like to challenge even the thought of I can or I can't, okay? I'm going to grab the foot in front of you. It's very common to think or say, I can't do this one or I can do this one, right? You might feel a little more proficient at one thing than the other. But the fact is you are. You are doing it. I am standing on one leg. Even when you drop and try again, you are doing it. Go ahead to the second part, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Making the attempt to stand on one leg on a regular basis is so good for you, crucial, important. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down. You don't have to achieve any certain anything to get the benefit. You just do what you have right now plus just that one little tiny bit more. Wonderful. Change again. And the progress does not need to be on an upward, you know, slope of, is that a slope of one or, right? It does not, that's a projection of something else. That's not how the body usually is. There's usually a lot of up and down. Left leg lift up, grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes, thumbs included. Now, once you have the foot, go ahead, left leg lift up very slowly, gently. You can bring the knee higher. The left knee can come up more and more to bring the foot closer to the hands. Once the leg is up, kick the heel forward, turning the toes back. Nice, Emily. Good standing tall leg. Elbows can come down once both legs are locked. Relax your shoulders and the face. Try to not hunch the shoulders. There you go. Just round the spine, starting from the low spine. Elbow points can press down. Keep the tops of the shoulders loose. There you go. Hold it. Nice. Change again. Arms straighten. Bend the knee, feet together, arms down by your sides. All right, standing bow pulling pose. Start with your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the sides, straighten your elbow. Grab your right ankle from the inside. If you can't grab from the inside yet, you just reach back and we'll get started. Left arm up in front of you, then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing the mirror. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick the right foot back. So right away, the right arm and shoulder get pulled back and the upper body twists to the right. Charge forward all the way to the fingertips. Stretch the left arm forward, that's at Lenora, until the shoulder is touching with the chin. Standing leg locked, left upper thigh muscles contracted. Bring the body weight forward to the base of the toes and come down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. You got it, Yatidi. Stretch and kick. When you feel a little wobbly, just a little extra stretch, little extra kick. And this balancing, this opposition between stretching and kicking will help you balance. Come down and kick. Stretch forward, kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up a little more. Change. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Left hand up in front of you. Palm up. Reach out to the left, hold the ankle. Right arm up in front of you. Stand on the right foot. So there's many options. If you're having a hard time, yeah, that's it, Kathy, with holding the foot at all, you can just stand on one leg and twist the upper body. Go ahead, charge forward and kick back. So it's fine if you can hold the foot and then kick. If you're on the way to getting the foot, you can stand and balance on one leg, twist the upper body, and in time, you can grab the ankle. Stretch forward, fingertips closer to the mirror. That's it. So the right shoulder comes forward. Upper body turns and twists to the left, left shoulder back. Eventually two shoulders in one line, left shoulder invisible from the front view. Now once you've kicked back all the way, you can try to kick up towards the ceiling. Try to use left butt cheek, left thigh muscles to push the foot straight up. Body down till abdomen is parallel to the floor. Try to keep upper right thigh muscles contracted, body weight to the toes. Stretch and kick equally the same. One more time. Change again. Great. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Any questions on this one? That's good. All right, let's do second set. Right hand up and out. Grab the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm up in front of you. Right now, arm touching with the ear, chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Inhale by the nose, 18. 17, exhaling by the nose, 16, in and out, 15, 14, that's it, 13, keep standing, leg locked, 12, 11, nice smooth inhale, 10, body down and kick, 9, that's it, Kathy, 8, upper body turns and twists, 7, right shoulder back, 6, 5, push fingertips, 4, 1 inch closer to the mirror, 3, 1 millimeter closer to the mirror, 2, keep kicking, 1, all right, looks great. Left hand up, palm up. Turn it out, hold the ankle. That's not my opinion. That's the objective reality, is it's amazing what you're doing. Okay, right arm up, palm facing the mirror. Go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward, 19. Even just paying attention, 18, to what you're doing, 17, is amazing. 16, 15, right leg locked, 14, 13, that's it. 12, body down and kick, 11, take a deep breath, 10, push fingertips, 9, closer to the mirror, 8, just the tiniest bit, 7, 6, body down, kick up, 5, 4, push the left thigh up towards the ceiling, 2, that's it, 1, okay, feet together, arms down by your sides. All right, next is balancing stick pose. You can step to the back of the mat to begin with if you need room in front of you. Feet together, everybody. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, take a deep breath and a big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down. Bring the upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze palms. Imagine I'm pulling the hands forward towards the mirror to straighten the elbows, stretch the arms and shoulder blade forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms with the head. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Come down again, upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze palms, charge forward. Imagine I'm pulling you forward from the arms. So the elbows straighten, shoulder blades, scapula slide forward, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Inhale, breathing, come back up, feet together. Arms down by your sides, very nice. Second set, Tula Dandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, interlace grip, chin up, arms glued with your ears, stand on the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed, come down please. Upper body down, right leg up. Until you look like a capital letter T. Squeeze the palms and reach. This is another good nerve stretch all the way to the fingertips, all the way to the back toes. Natural human traction. Come down, leg up, stretch and stretch. Inhale, come up. Chin up, arms back. Inhale, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed, come down. Where you're headed one day is the pelvis or two hips stay in one line parallel to the floor. So suck in the lower left abdomen, contract upper left thigh. Learning how to control the hip joint is very good. Stretch and stretch and stretch. Body down, stretch. Good. Change again. Come up. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg stretching. You can step over to the left side of the mat. Feet together, please. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Right foot. Take a big step to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in or straight ahead. Lock the leg, stomach, and begin. Stretch your upper body forward, looking in the mirror and keeping the legs locked. Just go as far as you can. When you can't bring the upper body down anymore, hands can come down. Grab the heels from the outside, or you can start out with your hands on the floor in front of the feet. Walk your hands towards the feet. Eventually, you get the fingertips underneath. Eventually, the outside of the heels. Thumbs next to the index fingers. Keeping the legs locked, kneecaps lifted, upper thighs contracted. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. First, the leg stretch. You can do less if you need. Yeah, this is good, Kelly. You can see if the upper back can flatten a little bit, chest puffing out. Exactly. The whole spine stretching down towards the floor. Breathing always normal. To change, bring your arms out and head up. Slowly, take your time, stand up again. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. So I know it's called standing separate leg stretching pose, but so many things are happening besides stretching. Just being upside down and hanging out there is doing a lot. All right, for circulation to the head, for the breathing, for the spine, for the organs. So you can stretch or you can just hang out there, okay? Eventually, you'll want to do a little more. Just got to get used to it. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor, or the body will just be ready, or the mind will be ready for more. Lock the legs, stomach, and stretch up, and then forward. Upper thighs contracted. If you need to put your hands on the thighs to get down there, there's a lot of situations in life where the pelvis or the low back or the hips need you to back off a little. Go ahead, grab the heels or hands on the floor in front of the feet. Roll the body weight forward to the base of the toes. Now, if you've got the heels and the legs are locked, pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor, looking slightly forward. Eyes open, stomach in. Now you just hold it and breathe. When you find the limit of the posture, stillness is part of any hatha yoga posture. So you figure out how far you're going to go right now and just be there, breathing normally. Great. Arms out, head up, slowly stand up. Feet together. Once you're up, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Next is triangle pose. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, nice big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest up, turn your right foot all the way out to the right so it's pointing directly to that wall. Bend the right knee, sit down, bounce a couple of times, sit down until eventually right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now arms back, stomach in, take a deep breath, tilt your upper body over to the right, please. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push your knee towards the back wall with help of the elbow. So you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. Looks great, Mindy. Top arm stretches up now, everybody. Turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. You can bring the arm, Kelly, on the inside of the knee. There you go. And then lift the whole torso, rib cage, abdomen up a little bit so the elbow never goes below the knee. In order to touch the toes, it's time passing with strength and flexibility improving. Lower body down more. Sit down a little more. This is how the fingertips will get closer to the big and second toe space. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, right toes turn straight in. Inhale, breathing, push the pelvis, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift your chest, turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Bend the knee and sit down. Now the right toes can turn in a little bit. Right leg locked. Sit down all the way. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, tilt your upper body to the left. You can look down real quick. Left arm on the inside of the left knee. Keep the whole arm straight to the fingertips. Push the knee back enough so you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. You can look in the mirror really quick if needed. You want elbow at or above the knee level. You can also just feel for that. And then chin to the top shoulder, looking up at the top hand. Inhale, reach up, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling at the same time. Sit down, pushing the left foot firmly down to the ground. As you push the left knee back, bring the left chest and shoulder forward towards the mirror. Upper body turns and twists. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, left toes turn straight in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Do we have any birthdays in the room or in Emily's room? Any questions at all? Okay. Second set, triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Setting up, hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to the right. You can go ahead and sit down, bending the knee. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing, tilt the upper body over to the right. Right arm on the inside of the right knee, left arm up. So as you're pushing the knee back, that's it. You could bring the arm just a little more on the thigh part of the knee, Lenore. And the reason, the big and second toe situation, if you shorten the step by an inch or half inch, then the aim will be a little bit better. That's fine, though. Yes, that step. Okay, but it's good. Chin to the shoulder, upper body up. Try to tuck the hips underneath you, pushing forward as you push the knee back. Then bring the right shoulder forward. Bring the ponytail back part of the head over the bottom shoulder. Inhale, come up. I see what you're trying to do to get the aim there with the fingertips, but I'd rather you shorten this step by like this much. Okay, hips forward, arms back, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Bend the left knee. As long as you can push the left foot straight down firmly, you can feel the thigh, the bent thigh muscles so strong. Go ahead, tilt the upper body. It's okay if that knee is over the middle of the foot. It's okay. I know, you probably heard, don't do that, but if you have the strength appropriate in that leg and knee, it's completely fine. The knee goes out past the heel. The arms are in a vertical line, fingertips between big and second toe, and that knee is not quite to the toes, but it's over the foot. Just push the foot down. There you go. Upper body turn and twist back. That looks great. Suck in your stomach. Hips forward, bring the left shoulder forward and turn your chin one more to the right. Inhale, come up. Left toes turn straight in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. How's that? Okay. It is, but it's also hip strength. It's like strong and open at the same time. Because you're pushing the foot down, probably. The integrity of the groundedness will happen. Yeah, there. People like to make rules, like never let the knee go past the toes. Okay, I get why they're saying that, but it's almost like a protection. If you're going to be sloppy, don't let the knees go. And we're not putting the knees over the toes, by the way, but we're going a little bit past the heel, and it's completely safe if you're being careful and attentive to using the strength of the bent leg. So that's more complicated, but I'm up for it. And you guys are up for it, right? And I understand the rule. In general, if like I know there's certain like squats and things where you don't want to have the knees, and we're not going that far. We're going like halfway. So it's like this little bit, but there's conditions. You're not sinking. You're not falling. You're pushing down and lifting up. So it's okay. But I understand that that rule's been shouted to like many places. I get it. Okay. Yep. Right. Right. I get it. Totally. Okay. Let's do standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. If you want to do a super tune-up, if you come to shape-shifting, your triangle is going to explode into strength. You'll be so amazed. Right foot step out to the right. Big step. I know. When you're ready, turn on the heels to the right. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. All right, inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, and you go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Forehead to the right knee. Now, if you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to bring it to the forehead. Hands land on the floor in front of your foot. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. And you can use the pressure of the back heel to the floor to actually shift the body weight forward, bring the right hip up and left hip down until two hips are in one line parallel to the floor. Now lock the front leg, slowly come up. Yatidi Erica, great hips and pelvis level. Come back up, left hip stays forward as you stand up all the way. And now turn 185 degrees, turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Get your two hips in one line facing the side wall. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Start from the neck, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach, exhale, breathe and go down front side, forehead to the left knee. If the forehead doesn't go to the knee, bring the knee to the forehead. So you get the maximum compression of the throat, maximum forward bending, extension of the kidneys and adrenal gland, compression of the pancreas. So great. Push the fingertips into the floor. I know we can't feel, for example, the kidneys in the same way we can feel a back muscle, but it moves. They move, all right? They stretch. They squish. Lock the front leg and come up. And when they squish and stretch, you improve their oxygen supply. Turn, face the mirror, feet back together, arms down by your sides. Second set, standing separate leg, head to knee pose, inhale, arms over the head, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right. Pretty big step, almost as big as triangle, turn on the heels to the right 90 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, and then you go down. Front side of the body, you make as compact as possible, chin tucking to the chest or in that direction. It's so great. Even if the chin only moves 1 inch down, it's better that you move it to the limit and wait there and breathe. Let the body absorb that new position, okay? Then some relaxation can happen. Regardless of your flexibility, you will get an improvement of circulation to the parts that you stretch and or compress in each posture. Very good. Lock the front leg. Slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. Nice, Erica. Okay, turn all the way around. You get the, like, you know how they have mock awards sometimes? Erica gets the leg shaking award. Their thighs are always shaking. Inhale, stretch up. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down. Front side, forehead to the left knee. That'd be fun to do some mock awards. Push your fingertips into the floor. Yatidi, I think it's the smiling award. Push your fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked, back heel pressing down, stomach. And that's good, Emily. When possible, come up onto the fingertips, wrist straight. Yeah, and bend the knee a little. Push your lower back and lower middle back, Emily, towards the ceiling. It's going to feel pretty squished in there and difficult to breathe, but just keep it as smooth as you can. Great. Lock the front leg. Everybody looks great. Slowly come up. Yeah, it's a little more squished sensation. Very nice. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Okay, you can step back on your mat for tree pose. Last standing posture here. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. You can bring the right knee up quite high if needed to bring the heel all the way up. In time, once the heel goes up, a couple ideas, Mindy. You can grab here closer to the knee and just try to move this hip up, even if the foot's not coming across yet. It's a great start. Eventually, you can bring the heel across. Stand tall. Now, you can push the knee down and back once the heel's at the top of the thigh. Left outer glute squeeze, everyone, to stand tall. Hands can come up one at a time. Right hand in front of the chest. Eventually, left hand up in front of the chest. Gotta change again. And here's another version even, too. You guys, if you're having a day in the tree pose, I've hurt my knees before in life. If I can't twist the knee like this, I can start tree pose like this. And then over time, grab here and then here. And eventually, you know, there's all these stages. Okay, let's do the other side. Left leg lift up. But in all these cases, you can work on some balance and a straight up and down spine. Yes, we're working with the hip and knee joints. But we're also trying to just stand in a neutral spine position, standing leg locked. Go ahead, left knee down, left outer glute forward. Left hand can come up in front of the chest. Or if you need to hold on with both hands, you just hold on with both hands. If the foot does not slip at all, you can bring the other hand up, palms together. Good. That looks great. Change again, left foot down, arms down by your sides. For toe stands, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh comfortably. You can start in tree pose. If the heel does go to the top of the thigh, start toe stand by looking at the floor. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight or with a tiny bend until the hands touch the floor in front of you. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, and then slowly you can sit down any amount. Eventually hips to the heel, then arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down and in to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Left hand up in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. Then right hand up. Keep trying right knee down and in. Stretch your whole spine, even the hips up. Toe stand, hands on the floor, push the hips back up and stand in tree pose, holding the foot if needed. Tree pose, look straight ahead. Right foot down, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up, starting in tree pose. Bring the heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight or with a very slight bend. That's okay, until you can touch the floor. You only bend the knee deeply once your hands are on the floor. And you control with your arms and hands how much the knee's going to bend. That's fine, Lenora. Then you can sit down or go partway down to sitting on the heels, arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Now left toes point to the right, left knee down and in. Two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach. Gather in and up, whole spine stretching up. Right hand can come up in toe stand and then left hand up, palms together. Take your time to come up, hands down, hips up. All right. Back to tree pose, looking straight ahead. In tree pose, you can change. Feet together, arms down. Wonderful. Next is Savasana. Turn around, relax on your back. I know, how exciting. All I want to do is lie down on the floor. Then I'll be happy. Just give me some water and fresh air. My needs have become so simple. All right, so have a little water if you need to. You can start with the heels touching each other, but then let the legs relax just naturally. They might not stay all the way together. The toes will probably roll to the outside. Legs will rotate, relax. That's fine. Start with the hands, palms facing up, close to the sides of the body, but then let the arms just relax into sort of natural relaxation position. Relax the abdominal wall. So when you inhale, the belly goes up, and you exhale, it goes down. And you feel it move from start to finish. You feel the breath on the inhale, and you feel, observe, follow, but also lead the exhale. And then again, you start from scratch. I was wondering about your class number because Kathy, who was in the 6 a.m., she's about to get to 1,000. And so I looked up, finally, I've been trying to look this up for weeks. How many people have done how many classes? Now, I'll give you the news that makes me cry a little bit first. The number of people that have only done one class ever is more than the number of people that have done two or more ever. Anyway, that's just numbers for you. But, you know, I'm working on that always. But anyway, Kathy LG, who is back here with the pink mat in the corner, she's at 21-something hundred. I know. That's amazing. And Erica, 1,400-something. Isn't that amazing? It's so cool. So anyway, just how many triangles have you done? 8,000 triangles, Kathy? Right? Four per class? Something, huh? Yeah, TD, you're up there too. In the many, many hundreds. And it shows the date of your first class. My chart shows date of the first class and the class number. It's just so neat. It's so cool. You guys are... Okay. Yeah, it's fun. But you can do a guess. I have to do a guess of all my classes prior to here. It's, you know, it's at mostly Ann Arbor, but other places. Traverse City for a couple of years, you know, it's all scattered, so... You can make a pretty good guess. Take a few more smooth breaths, both directions by the nose. Think of this though, even just one class does have a big impact for the next day, several days into the future. And I know you guys can start to feel it, whether it's mental, physical, something. If you just sit quietly or just live your life and observe, something happens in one class. So if you're even just in the single digits or the dozens or the under 100, a lot's happening. So it's so cool. Whatever number. Let's begin. Wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knees, deeply interlacing the fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body so the back of the neck flattens to the floor. Pull until you feel a limit. Stay there and breathe smoothly. In and out by the nose, paying attention to it. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, deeply interlace your fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, keeping the elbows in close to the sides. Upper back or two shoulders, keep on the floor. Tuck your chin without lifting the head up. You just press the chin straight down into the throat, back of the neck flattening to the floor. Pull a little bit more. Freeze here, breathing smoothly. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. That's great, Emily. Both knees up. Grab your elbows, each other. If you cannot reach the elbows, you can try to grab the forearms, the wrists. You can hook the fingers, one palm up, one palm down, or use a towel between the hands. All of these things help you bring the body into the compact position with compression of the upper abdomen now a little bit more, transverse aspect of the large intestine, but also everything below that. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Here we're just kind of pushing the abdominal contents upward a little bit more than in the one-legged. Keep the shoulders away from the ears. Breathe as smoothly as you can, in and out by the nose. Change again, back to the rest. Heels touch each other, palms open. Inhale and exhale by your nose. Second set, right leg lift up, deeply interlacing the fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Keeping the head on the ground, tuck your chin. Look straight down the center line of the body. And in terms of, you know, practice and class number, I've had many people just do once a week for a couple of years, and then they're like, oh, I'm retired now, I'm going to do more. It works, okay, at any frequency, but if you can sort of start to accumulate whether it's, you know, once a week or just Sundays off, whatever it is, you're going to start accumulating benefits. They build upon each other. Pull a little bit harder, freeze right there. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up, deep interlacing of the fingers. So a strong grip here will make the fingers change color a little bit, the knuckles a little more pale, and the ends at the fingertips a little more blood color through the skin. Tuck your chin, look down. And this is part of what we want in the posture. Not only good for the hip joint and the digestive and eliminative systems, but good for circulation, anti-inflammation, and oxygenation there at the hands. Change, left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up in close to the chest, grab the elbows, each other. So we have these three cavities of the body, the pelvis. I don't even like to call them cavities because they're absolutely full of stuff, but anyway, that's what we call them. The pelvis, the abdomen, and the thorax or thoracic cavity where the lungs and heart are, and they have particular pressures. Now tuck the chin, look down. One of the things we do in yoga is kind of play around with this. Tuck the chin, look down, hold it. Good, change again, back to Savasana, heels touching, arms down. When you can get some upward pressure like we did in wind removing posture. Now, there's two kinds of pressure. There's sort of the atmospheric or the inter-cavity pressure, but then there's also mechanical pressure on something, right? So when you do wind removing pose with one or both legs, you put a mechanical pressure upward here sort of at the groin and lower abdomen. And this can, it kind of does a little bit of the opposite of what happens when there's a hernia, where there's so much abdominal pressure, things can come out of the muscle walls there. So it's a helpful preventive. And sort of if somebody's getting a tendency towards either inguinal, mostly inguinal, but even a little bit the abdominal tendency towards a hernia, wind removing pose is quite good because it's putting mechanical pressure in the opposite direction of what usually happens because of that. I'm not going to call it air pressure. It's just a cavity pressure there. So lots of cool things happen here. And you may not have any tendency towards a hernia, for example, but you're still maintaining the body or improving the body in that way. You don't have to have, you know, a problem or diagnosis to get improvement in a certain function or structure or whatever. All right, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, nice deep breath in, full lungs. Go ahead and sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Turn around, lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest. All five fingers pointing straight ahead. Fingers together, no spaces between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up. Please using 100% back strength. Push hands, palms down, legs together. A little bit of pressure underneath the feet. You can push the floor away from the chest so the chest comes up, the floor doesn't move. Lift your chin up. Now elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Push the chin and throat up. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Heels fall open. You may realize this, but I'm just going to say it out loud. I am absolutely... what's the word? It is constantly on my mind. How do we experience or define health or not health or whatever it is, just the realm of health? Do we define it by numbers somebody told me in an office? Yeah, that's how we get brought up a lot of times. Like, oh, I'm fine. My numbers are good. I'm fine. But that's one way. It's not the only way. It might be dominant these days, but how do you feel in your breathing? Right? Like how do things feel? Diagnosis or not, over a threshold of numbers or not, the embodiment of how you feel. I'm just sticking up for it. I'm fighting for it. Let's just put it that way, okay? It needs some cheerleaders, I would like to say, in my opinion. It really needs some advocates. Because we get pushed, you know, sort of mainstream... what we call healthcare right now, it's very numbers, very much numbers based, and there's so much more. And so many things the body can tell us. All right, second set, chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest. It's a very sophisticated system, by the way. It's amazing that it's you know, working even when it's not working perfectly. A lot of things are working. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Go ahead, press up. Lift the chin up, push the throat up, drop the shoulders down. So now you use the arms for some time to help yourself up. Perfectly fine. Do a half push-up so the elbows open to a 90-degree angle, but then you learn how to use the back muscles to hold yourself up there and breathe smoothly. Three, chin up, two, shoulders down, one. Change again, lower the chin. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. I know I'm always going to be in a fight, but I'm happy about the fight I'm in with many things that are mainstream. One time, someone called me a cultural engineer. I was like, oh, that is so cool. Thank you, because we need, you know, if somebody, and it's not just me, there's all kinds of people, right, doing similar things. If that doesn't exist, can you imagine the world? I'm not expecting to win the fight anytime soon, but just have a bubble for it. It's like, hey, you guys, there's this way that we can know and experience the body. It's open to anybody. And I know it might be weird and not the usual at first, but at least we can have a place, space, group to do it in. Locust posture is next. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers eventually touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Look forward. Leg stretches back. That's great, extended leg, Lenore. Then lift from the upper thigh. That's it. Push down with the arms. Wonderful. Right leg lower down. Relax it. Lock the left leg, point the toes, left leg lift up. Knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips, pushing arms and shoulders down. Good, Yatidi. Arms look good right there. Leg stretches back and lifts up more. Good, left leg lower down. Now turn your head and mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms a little bit. Now, if you had to bring the hands wider, that's fine. If you can bring them closer, fine. Make sure head does not turn. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up, everybody legs up. That's it, Emily. Squeeze thighs together. You got it, Erica. Legs up, lift up. One more try, go up. Change, lower the legs. All right, take your arms out and turn your head to the right. And thank you for being part of this project. It's kind of a project, you know, and every time you talk to somebody about what you're doing or going through, there's a bit of a push in that direction, right? I can't certainly sit here and engineer the culture. Like, that's not, I don't have the power or control or desire, but I guess there's a bit of a desire to influence, right? So just by existing, I know some, you have probably told everyone you know about this, and they're like, yeah, whatever. That's hard, or no thank you, or whatever, but still you exist and you are carrying this practice with you in a most wonderful way. And you know what? Maybe they won't come to class, but maybe you can just say, hey, I'll teach you a breathing exercise, just 5 minutes. That's something. And that's great. Just have them like learn how to breathe a little bit differently. Second set, turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. And if you try and it doesn't go well, talk to me, because I've tried this with a lot of people, chin on the floor. There's ways to even simplify a breathing exercise so that it's more accessible. Right leg lift up, 10 counts. Go ahead, 9, 8, leg extended, 7, lift it up, 6, 5, push hands down, 4, lift up, 3, hold it, 2, 1. Very good, right leg down. See if the chin can come more forward. That means the throat will stretch more, back of the neck will bend more. Left leg, 10 counts. Looks Kelly, 9, very nice, 8. 7, push hands down, 6, 5, try to push shoulders to the floor, 3, as much as they'll go, 2, that's it, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel, or just head turned in, even if the mouth can't touch yet. Both legs, go ahead, 10 counts, 9, legs together, 8, 7, try again, 6, try again, 5, inhale, 4, keep the breathing, 3, nice and steady, 2, everybody legs up, 1, change. All right, legs down, arms out, turn your head to the left. I just remembered that time I came to your music class at Chippewa in like years ago, 14, 15. That was cool. Thank you. All right, full locus. At the time, I was like, wow, these kids are huge. Mine's so little. And now I'm like, oh, now they look little. Okay, arms out to the sides, chin on the floor. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Lift everything up. Total spine backward bending. Anything that you can lift up. When you inhale next, lift it up. You can go chin up, inhale, eyes up. You just exhale enough to take your next inhale. Now reach out to the side walls with the fingertips. Everybody chest up, chest up, chest up. Legs up, go up, more up. And then slowly lower the body down to the floor. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Breathe in and out by the nose. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels just flop out. Totally relaxed. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together. Legs and feet together. Inhale. Come up. Everybody lift up. Arms, head, chest, chin, face, eyes, legs, thighs, anything. So you squeeze upward with the back muscles for five. Now keep the breathing steady. Four, three, take a deep breath. Two, exhale it, come up. One, and then lower down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Now I know you all know that the whole 90 minutes is this wonderful prescription. And of course, that's the ideal. Like, yeah, come and do the whole thing. But some of you know, I took just the breathing exercise and half moon with hands to feet pose to a singing group I was in a long time ago. And just doing that with people with little movement and yoga or no yoga experience, the moment we did the vocal warm-up after we had done pranayama and half moon with hands to feet, the choir director looked at me and said, "Oh my God, what did you do to them? I've never heard the warm-up sound good." Like, this is just a warm-up, right? It's nothing fancy. Not trying to sing anything, perform anything fancy, but it changed the body. It changed the respiratory system, the muscles, in a way that made just singing improve. It's just one of so many examples. Bow posture is next. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Knees about 6 inches apart. Feet, same thing. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling and press the feet up. Now, a couple of options. If you're not grabbing the feet yet, you can just reach back towards the ankles and push the heels straight up towards the ceiling. Kathy's doing it in the corner. Thighs come up. That's it. Backward bending the total spine. Lift your chin up, kick up. Now, once you have the feet, roll forward onto the abdomen so the hips and thighs even lift. Everybody kick, keep kicking up. Good. Change again. Lower down, knees and chin. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Let everything settle. And even just if you practice a class before you do any sort of speaking, public speaking, big difference. Has anyone ever done that? Have you ever done class and then had to speak out? If I practice before I teach, I can effortlessly energy, breath, speech. Is completely different. So there's all kinds of things we do in life, right? And this helps with, as far as I know, all of them. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. I'm open to say, oh, and it doesn't help with that. It could be for like a super strength-oriented thing. Maybe you want to do yoga after that. I'm not sure. Go ahead, kick up and look up. Push the feet up. So if you don't have the ankles yet, push the heels, the flat of the feet straight up. But everybody, thighs, think thighs up. Knees up, kick up. Whether you go high or a little bit low, whatever, just keep the effort of kicking. Lift the chin up for five. Roll forward, four, that's it. Three, smooth breathing. Two, kick and look up. One, looks great. Lower down, knees and chin. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. All right, push yourself up to the top of the mat. Fixed firm pose is next. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet and lower the hips towards the floor. Make sure the feet point straight back. You can separate the knees any amount, but the heels need to stay just as wide as the outside of the hips. If you can get your hips to the floor, you can bring the hands to the soles of the feet and lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows are down, you can drop the head back. However much you sit down or go back or any amount of anything here, time in the posture is what you want. So you don't have to go far. Just go to the limit and stay there. Once you're all the way back, grab elbows, arms over the head. Pull your forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lift your chest up towards the ceiling. That's it. Slowly come up, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Sit up straight. Kelly, that's looking great. It's just changed a little bit, hasn't it? Yeah. Turn around, relax on your back. That's what you want. Little bits of change are the best in here because they're going to be sustainable. They're not going to hurt you. You're just slowly shifting mobility, strength, circulation, nerves. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. Second set. Sit on the heels again. Then you can sit right between the heels and lower the hips down towards the floor. Hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows, head, and then shoulders. Any amount that you do, one of the things we're doing, that's great, Atiti, pressure on the legs, all right? So if it's too much pressure on the legs, do a little bit less. But creating more than usual pressure on the legs is excellent for the circulatory system of the lower body. But the circulatory system of the lower body is the whole circulatory system and the heart itself. It's not discontinuous. So even just by sitting a little bit, yeah, there you go. Tucking the chin if you're all the way back. Lifting the chest up. It's all helpful. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows come up. Turn around, relax on your back. In my case, the one thing yoga has not been good for is for the dynamic of other people or institutions telling me if they do something, then I'll be happy, or that I'm not good enough, indirectly. Okay, I'm not saying people usually say to my face, you're not good enough, but there's implications. Yoga has not been good for that relationship, okay? Because I'm like, I know that doesn't work. I can feel it in my body. Now, it's not to say I don't do things for fun and enjoyment. I will absolutely, okay, participate in things that I think will be enjoyable. But it's a little different than the you'll be happy if and when this thing happens. Because in class, you realize, you know what? This is it. If I can figure out how to relax and breathe smoothly in the posture and not have my peace taken, it's pretty good. And I'm not saying you can get there all the time. Sometimes in class, I know mind is suffering and things happening, but this is a real thing in yoga, and it's so powerful. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Next, we have half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, cross your thumbs, stretch up, and then forward towards the mirror. If the hips don't touch the heels, yeah, Yatiti's a good model. The hips can come up a little. Just push them down as much as they can comfortably. Go to the heels and then put your hands on the floor in front of you. You can walk the hands more forward at first so the fingertips get closer to the mirror. That looks great, Mindy. Press the palms together, wrists in the air, and take a few deep breaths. In and out by the nose. Trying to maintain stomach in while you're breathing and while the abdomen is pressing onto the thighs. Excellent for the lower parts of your lungs. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Arms down by your sides. All right, turn around. Please relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. At first, I was going to say that's kind of secret. We shouldn't tell the whole world, but I don't think enough people are doing yoga for it to threaten any of that. Bigger picture operations out there. But for each of us that practices, it's a whole 180 degree different experience, has that potential. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath ankles, spine straight to begin with. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, stretch forward. Or you can just put the hands down and walk forward initially. There's all kinds of even more beginning steps. I know we call these beginning postures, but we can make them much more beginner if there's a body part issue or a weakness or a tightness. But it doesn't give up on the posture. We still have the physiological intentions of the posture, all right? So the spine now is decompressing. You're breathing deeply with the abdomen pressed on the thighs. You're working towards arms straight, shoulder blades sliding forward, but we don't know how much that's going to happen. So just stretch forward as much as you can, pressing the hips down towards the heels as much as you can. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing, slowly come back up. And arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. And most especially, the structure and physiology of the spine and breathing. Cerebrospinal fluid included, discs of the spine included, rib cage movement included. It doesn't mean we don't care about the arms and legs. We're trying to stretch the whole nerve, trunk, tree, branch, right? All the way out. It's hard for me to separate things into their commonly understood labels. Once you start to feel the continuity of the body, we do focus on certain areas, but even the areas we're focusing on are not discontinuous from other parts. So we try to maintain basically the wholeness as much as possible of each posture. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, next we have, let's go into camel posture. Please stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between your feet. Hands on the hips or the lower back, fingers pointing down towards the floor. Take a deep breath in, push the hips forward, chest up a little bit, drop the head back. You can go very small amount, breathe normally, then just a little more. If you're okay, you just go all the way back and stay there for a moment. Then right hand down, grab the right heel or keep the hands up on the hips. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Push the hips forward, everybody, stomach forward. Look a little further back. Push the chin back so front of the throat stretches from collarbones to chin. Change again, hands up. Push both hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Chin down last. You got it. Turn around, relax on your back. I don't know if you've heard of that book, Mindy, called Breath by James Nestor, but we read it, a bunch of us read it in 2020 and had a book club. I do have them out for sale. I just recommend it to everybody that walks in these days. So it's amazing and applicable to yourself within an hour. Like if you read it, you can apply things, not just for yoga class, but for just life. Anyway, just since I haven't seen you, I wanted to tell you. I have some here. You can get it anywhere. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Excuse me, strong exhale, double jerk, head to the knees, second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. It does give you some clues as to why camel posture is challenging, though. Breathing in a back bend is a bit of a push for the nervous system. There's a little bit of a sympathetic response. Go ahead, hands on the hips, fingers point down, go ahead, go back. So here's the thing, though. We expose ourselves to a bit of a sympathetic, and that means a little bit of a stress response in camel. We're not avoiding it. We're just little bit by little bit. Go ahead, grab the heels or not. Exposing the system to that, learning how to breathe smoothly, and then sort of countering that stress response with relaxed breathing and relaxed mind. Push the hips forward. Push the stomach forward. Just do exactly what you can do. Okay, hands back up. Push hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror. I have total respect for anybody who's respecting people's challenges or traumas or whatever. But, you know, to overcome certain things and heal, the exposure and then relaxation during just very mild exposure to a little stress is, from my perspective, very important and needed. I have read things that said anyone who's ever, you know, had a traumatic experience shouldn't do backbending. I'm like, well, that's most of us, number one. And I know it's hard, but if we can learn how to manage a little bit at a time of a stress response and teach the system to relax. That's my vote. That's where my vote is. We're going to move forward. We're not going to stay stuck in it. It can take plenty of time. There's zero rush. There's no forcing, like go all the way back right away. No, there's no need for that. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, next is rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet or put your hands close to that grip, thumbs outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and then you go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Bring your forehead as close as possible to the knees, and you can start with hands on the floor next to the head or just in front of the knees if you can't grab the heels. Yatidi's grabbing, but this is also an option. Hands down wherever next to the head, wherever it lands. And suck in your stomach. Lift your hips up so you get some pressure on the top of the head. Suck in your stomach. Lower spine presses up towards the ceiling. Change, lower the hips, spine up. And if you can't sit down all the way, you just come up out of it like that. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Start sitting on the heels or hips a little bit above if that's needed. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Exhale, go down front side, chin to the chest. Forehead as close as possible to the knees, top of the head to the floor. Hips lift up, rolling forward until arms, elbows are straight. So either hands on the heels or hands on the floor next to the head maintains not too much pressure on the neck. So some pressure on the head is good, but we don't want to have too much neck pressure. So suck in your stomach. That looks great, Kelly. Lift up the hips. Squeeze your heels just a little bit towards each other. Change. Kathy, that looks wonderful. Everybody come up. Turn around, relax on your back. The rule about don't backward bend because it'll freak you out. Reminds me of the rule, never let your knees go past the heel, right? It's kind of, it's kind of a safe thing for someone that's not in the complexity yet. It's like, I get why people say that, but the reality is our systems are extremely complex, and we're not making it any more complex by recognizing the complexity or just starting to understand and realize, hey, we can do things with the sympathetic nervous system and train it when we do certain challenging things with normal breathing. We don't have to avoid if there's understanding. So it requires time and questioning. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, sit facing the mirror for head to knee with stretching pose. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between the sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Stretch up, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and then you go down front side, chin to the chest, forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit towards the forehead. Roll into the center, left shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line. Looks good, Erica, no more than that. It's perfectly level right there, parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, other side, left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the right foot against inner left thigh. Turn to the left, lean forward, grab the left foot 2 inches below the toes, bending the knee if needed there, and then chin to the chest. If you can't get the head to the knee, then you have another chance to bend the knee. Perfectly fine. Once the knee and forehead are together, though, please keep them together like glue. Push the knee down with the forehead. The heel eventually will slide out and leg will lock. Top of the left thigh muscles contracted. Now, if your elbows come down touching the floor, I want you to suck in your stomach, get the forehead higher on the leg, closer into the abdomen, so you no longer have pressure between the elbows and the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up again. 2 fingers wrap around each big toe, thumbs on top. You can bend the knees any amount to grab the toes, then walk your hips backwards. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Both feet flexed back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Inhale, breathing stomach and slowly push your knees down. Pull the big toes back. Flex the feet from the ankles, pinky toes especially turn back. Once you can get the legs locked, tops of the thighs contracted, then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Hold the posture right at the limit. Take two or three breaths. On an exhale, you might be able to do a little bit more, but you can also just stay right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale on the way down, head to the knees. Second set, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. We'll just hold a few counts each part. Arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot, pull your toes back, and you go down front side, forehead to the right knee. You can push the knee down and just be here in the forward bend. Compression of thyroid, parathyroid, but it's not just those nameable tissues, it's all the blood supply to and from them. Inhale, breathing, come up. And that's part of that important tourniquet effect, left leg out, is pressing on the blood supply. Turn your upper body to the left, go ahead. Pull your toes, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the knee. Try to keep two hips equally on the floor, right knee down, right hip down and back. Lower abdomen, suck it in. Lower spine stretching a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up. For stretching pose, both legs out straight, lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Come up, grab the big toes, two fingers wrap around with the thumb, closing the grip. You can scoot the hips back again if needed a few times. Now throughout the posture, pull on the big toes, flex the feet from the ankles. Begin, please, pushing the knees down. Excellent with the feet, Emily. Pinky toes turn back. Suck in your stomach, stretch the upper body forward, lengthening the spine. That's it, Kathy. Just keep pulling back, flexing. Put your mind right there. Ankles, toes, feet. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great. Turn around, relax on your back. It's so good for the circulation. Thank you. Okay, Kathy, just for Emily's reference, Kathy's thinking about my talk about the trauma of a back bend. Well, yeah. 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 And I wouldn't call the backbend itself traumatic, but it induces stress that can revisit like people's challenging previously traumatic experience, right? This room is a very safe place, right? You're just standing on a mat doing as much as you can do, right? So the backbend itself, I just want to phrase it very, very specifically. I'm not going to call it the trauma of a backbend, but the fear that it could induce a little stress and cause a panic response that reminds somebody of another panicky situation or anxiety, right? That's the relationship I wanted to clarify. I do think it's beneficial to do it and detrimental to not. From observing people, right? That's, yeah. And to stop then, right, you have the experience of what it feels like, and when you don't do it, you feel the difference. Things tighten up, and when you don't backward bend, I mean, the general population doesn't backward bend, okay, right? Can we agree on that? The general population is not backbending. The front gets tight, and it holds panicky stress, emotional responses physically here, and that's also part of why when you do backbend, it freaks you out. It's not only because you're in a back bend and the lungs are shaped differently, the rib cage, the spinal cord, there's certain reasons it's stressful, but then also if the body has held on physically, structurally, to stressful situations by clenching up muscle and connective tissue, when you start to move that, it revisits some of whatever feeling it was that landed it there, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, definitely backward bend. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Tiniest backward bend. Sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knee. Okay, have spine twisting posture. I mean, like somebody just going like this could be such a great big deal, you know? Okay, have spine twisting pose. Bend your left knee on the floor in front of you or straight. Left leg can be straight. Then right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm up, cross it over the right knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab the left knee with the left hand, then right arm goes back behind you. Palm facing out eventually, or hand on the floor if needed to support the spine straight up. Turn and twist the whole upper body right side. Right shoulder you can push back, chin to the right. Whole spine just a little bit each twisting. Now breathe here smoothly. Twist to the right, right shoulder back. Good, untwist the spine, undo the arms. The right leg can be bent or it can be all the way straight out. Left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Inhale, breathing right arm up, cross it over the left knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand palm down, grab the right knee. Left arm reaches back behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Sit up nice and tall, left shoulder pushes back, turn your head, chin, and eyes to the left. Now once you get to what feels like the maximum twist, just stay there. Breathe in and out by the nose. You can try to twist a little more or stay. Exhale, left shoulder back, chin to the left. Good. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and you can relax on your back. Did I answer your question, Kathy? Sometimes I feel like I go in another direction. Okay. Yeah, in a sense, rather than holding on to the stress or trauma, however we're going to call it, you let it be freed from the body. It gets stuck in the body. It doesn't have to be so stuck, though. It can move, and so much of it can be shifted, transformed. Maybe not. Some people say release, and I appreciate that term, but you can also transform it into something positive. And so it's not just a lack. It's not just it's gone. It's turned into something even more wonderful and powerful than just being gone or released. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, we do the breathing exercise last. Sit on the heels facing the mirror. If you can't sit on the heels, you can sit cross-legged or with the legs straight or on the stool or bench. Masks on, please, if you're in the room. We'll do mouth exhalation, no effort on the inhale. By relaxation of the abdominal wall, the inhale will happen automatically. You just have effort on stomach in to exhale. Swallow a couple of times, chest up, begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up, 2, 3, 4, shoulders down, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 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 exhale. Push out as much air as you can, as quickly as you can. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you instantaneously relax the abdomen. 5, 6, 7, 8. Very strong exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Chest up, shoulders down for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. Learning how to relax the abdominal wall will let you keep the pace eventually. So just do a few quick ones. If you miss one, start again. Five, you can do it. Four, keep going. 3, 2, 1. Great practice, everybody. Turn around, please relax on your back. I'll dim the lights. That was amazing, Mindy. Wow. So great to see you. Head on the floor, legs out straight. You can have your eyes closed or open. Just try to breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. Kelly, you are doing a great job. I'm so glad you're coming back. Going forward, just let me know if you guys aren't set up for longer term. Just let me know what you want to do. We'll figure something out. If you want to set simple goals when you start, you know, some people start and they have the, you know, conditions, so they go every day but Sunday. That was me when I started. Okay. But some people, you're like, okay, weekly is reasonable right now. And then maybe later you reconsider and you're like, yeah, you know what, I want to get two. And then sometimes when you're really specifically trying to deal with a health condition, four a week is going to make big impacts, but it doesn't have to be right now. Just any sort of accumulation of classes is going to make a shift. And you can play with it too. You can. Some people say, you know, I usually do four, and those weeks I do three. I'm not quite right. You know, there's all these subtle things you can feel. So you just find something that you can do regularly to begin with. Everyone's going to be a little different. But then you have it in your system, and then you can build from there. Take your time in Savasana. Let me know if you have any questions. Please be sure to hydrate well. And have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow. Great class, Emily. Thanks for joining us online.